Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station. On LOL Radio, time to chat Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and joining us on the line, we have Simon Taylor. Welcome back to LOL Radio. How's it going?
Oh, feels great to be back.
Excellent, excellent. You've been a very busy boy.
I have. I wish I was staying in one place, but the last few months, I feel like I've been in more time zones than, you know, I've been in the last 5 years.
It's got to be a bit of a blur.
Sometimes I get off a flight and just take a few seconds to go, wait, which city?
Which country? Which?
Where am I right now? What time zone? I had a lot of issues with my calendar. I'd be asked to put something in my calendar and I'd put it in the wrong time zone. So I'm glad to just be in Melbourne right now. I'm like, great. I know where I am. I know what time I have to be at the show. It's going to be great.
Well, you literally have. You've been jet-setting all over the place. You've done a tour of the States.
Yeah, I was touring the States December and January, and there were blizzards over there. So we flew into Los Angeles, and then I was meant to fly to Kentucky, and then I was meant to fly to Milwaukee. But because of the storms, the snowstorms, they shut the airport down.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't get to my show on the Friday night, and I couldn't get a flight out on the Saturday because I had two shows on Saturday. So I drove 10 hours in the snow from Kentucky to Milwaukee. I passed two car crashes. I'm like, I'm going above and beyond to do a couple of comedy shows here. And it took me 10 hours and I got in and I thought, this is like, I feel like a truck driver, you know?
Yeah.
Like truck drivers do, they drive 10 hours. But they don't have to do two 45-minute shows at
after
the end
that.
Of their day.
So. No, they've done their long haul.
Yeah, so it's sort of funny how, determined you can be to go make people laugh. But, I didn't want to disappoint the club.
No.
So I said, I will find a way to get there, which I did.
Whether it was, taking huskies on sleds or something, but you made it.
It almost got to that, to be honest.
Oh, man. But the gigs went well, obviously.
They were great. Well, I was just relieved to be there.
Of course.
They were awesome. And I think I really appreciate the enthusiasm of sort of a middle America crowd. I think not a lot of them travel, so I don't know the exact number, but I heard it was something like 83% of Americans don't have a passport. So me turning up to their town is their, you know, taste of the international, the exotic. So they are very grateful I make the trek.
Definitely.
And I always love doing those shows.
Excellent. And then back here in Australia, you've recently filmed a comedy special as well?
Yeah, so I recorded a comedy special at the Opera House not long ago. So I am, you know, sort of waiting to release that.
Yes, yep.
I figured, look, if we release it during the tour, people might watch my special and go, I've already seen that. yeah. It is different material, but so you just try to do lots and lots of work, like create lots of things, and then, you know, when you release them, it is a science of its own. You know, it's not really where my headspace is. It's my management say, all right, we're going to hold on to this. I'm like, I'll just put it all out. And they're like, no, there's a system. I'm like, well, this is why I have management. I'm impatient. I want to show people. Well, I think it's a particularly comedian trait to just want to tell people everything
right,
like,
now.
If you think of a joke, oh, I got to tell people right now. Hey, listen to this joke. You know, you say to your partner, like, oh, what do you think of this? You know, it's not. You don't think of a joke and go, I'm going to hold on to that for a few months.
I want to release it right now.
Exactly. So I think comedy is the right career for my level of patience, which is just, I think of it and I say it.
Little to non-existent.
Exactly.
But some other exciting news, you've recently become a father.
Yeah, I became a dad and delighted that's about 15 to 20 minutes of new material.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to have another one before festivals next year. So I plan my life events around when I need a tour. But no, it's been awesome. It's actually really nice kind of job to have with a baby because, you know, I'm only out a couple of hours at night. And so particularly Melbourne Comedy Festival. And he's at an age, like he's 10 months. So the last few months he's been able to, you know, get on planes and come with us. So
nice. He
came with us to America and, you know, we were very strategic about booking nighttime flights so that he would, you know, sleep.
Be in that zone of,
we got him to sleep 12 hours from Australia to LA. So, you know, very strategic. It's like, I guess it's like playing a board game. You're like, all right, if I can line everything up here and get this all correct, you know, we're going to pull it off. So, yeah, he's a great traveller, which is very lucky for my career choice.
And the inspiration has then led to a book, Things No One Tells You About Babies.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of my material comes from being exasperated by something. Mm-hmm. Like, can you believe this? And so there were a few moments, you know, after we had our son, where I'm like, why didn't the doctors tell us this could happen? Why didn't anyone tell us this happens like this?
This wasn't on the flowchart.
There was no pamphlet for this one. And so I think, you know, doctors don't want to overwhelm parents by saying, here's 100 things that could happen. They just take it, you know, one at a time. And a few months in, I just was saying, why, you know, they didn't tell us that babies can have acne. They didn't tell us that babies don't breathe like us, that they just stop breathing for a few seconds just because they
just don't
just
have long regular... enough to freak you out.
Yeah, exactly. So all sorts of, you know, really strange. The weirdest one was that babies can lactate. So because they're getting so much estrogen from the mother's milk that it activates their lactation system.
That's like something new every day.
But you know, that's one that like you never hear of, and the doctors won't tell you about it until it starts happening. You go, hey, is this normal? And they go, yes, it's normal. So that's the main question you're asking when you have a baby: is this normal?
Is this normal?
Is this okay? So I just thought I'm going to
document
do a little public service to my, you know, budding parents and mm-hmm. put it all in a silly book with jokes.
So can people get hold of that one at your shows, or is it more through
want a signed copy, they can come to a show and get a signed copy. Otherwise, you can get it on my website, simontaylorcomedy.com.
Excellent. Well, you, as I say, have been very, very busy. You've got the full run of the festival circuit. You've had Perth Fringe World and Adelaide Fringe. You've got Canberra coming up just before the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yep, that's right.
And then off to Brisbane and Sydney after that.
Yeah, doing it all. And well, I've got to get back down to Tasmania, actually. I love Tasmania. So I'll find room for Tassie sometime this year as well.
There's always room for Tassie.
I love a trip to Tassie. I love it's actually like such a nice... See, I won't always take the family to, say, like Perth or Brizzy, but Tassie's a great family trip.
Kind of the ruralish feel.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's got an artisan feel. Like you feel like everything at the market was handmade.
Mm-hmm. Homegrown.
Yes, exactly. Homegrown vibe. Yeah, which I really like.
Well, this year's show is titled Big Time, and you literally have made it to the big time with everything that you've been piecing together.
Well, thanks. I'm exaggerating when I say big time. I mean, for me, it's quite funny because, you know, you have like a big career achievement, like a big TV spot or a special or something like that. And then, you know, the most important thing in your life is actually just, you know,
getting cleaning, the next day.
You spew off your son's, you know, onesie. So that's where it's sort of tongue-in-cheek. It's like I've hit the big time and I'm just, you know, really covered in my wife's breast milk from all the feed. So it's they're the more important things, they're the bigger life achievements. So I I talk about them in the show.
It's kind of that split of the bucket list. There's the career bucket list and the family bucket list, I guess.
Yeah, and the career bucket list is, you know, becoming less and less available.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big bucket of nappies that I got to address. That's the bucket list that I'm dealing with.
Well, your show's going to be playing out the full festival run, except Mondays, at the Toff in Town?
Yep.
Excellent. And tickets have been on sale for, good couple of months now, but we can still point everyone in the direction of grabbing them. 7:15 show, so a great time slot as well.
Yeah, it's great for Melbourne. You know, go have a little dragon hot pot after work and then come see the show. It all lines up.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for having a chat on the show tonight.
I appreciate it.
And all the best with not only the Melbourne run, but the rest of the festival and family life.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Too easy. We'll catch at the fest.
All right. Thanks for the chat. We'll do it again soon. All right.
No worries. Bye. Bye.